state your purpose.
I am... was the Empress of the realm of Kuttner. And I demand to see Yoden.
No one sees Yoden. It is a danger to every living being in this realm.
Nothing that exists is a danger to me. So lead me to Yoden, or suffer the consequences.
I can see that you are used to command and dictate.
I am.
But you are not in Kuttner, and you are not in command.
I now command you as someone with a blade at your throat. Take me to Yoden.
My purpose is sacred. You will take my life before you will walk through these doors.
If that is what it takes. Have at it, then.
Enough!
Finally, someone recognizes the inevitability of having my wishes met.
No, just someone who does not wish his fellows sacrificed needlessly. Come, I will talk to you.
Will you take me to see Yoden?
I will explain to you why you cannot.
I will make you, old man.
I have heard that from many aspiring conquerors and schemers, and nothing ever comes of it. Follow me.
VHS Box Theater presents Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back.
You're going to lose him, Demetra.
I have the beast in sight, Admiral.
This undergrowth is too thick. Curse it! I could use my lucent to—
No, Adla. Using our gifts to twist nature to our advantage is not in keeping with the promises we made.
But it would increase the amount of meat we will bring back to the city.
It would ruin the message our sister is trying to convey to the people of Kuttner.
Look! Over there! Just beyond the trees.
Excellent. May the thousand faces of the goddess guide this arrow. I thank you, my goddess.
Oh, this is a fine one. Many will eat from the flesh of this kill.
How many does this make?
I count 8. Most of them fat and plump.
Good. We can give 5 to the public butchers to distribute to the neediest citizens.
That is most citizens, my sister.
Hastra did tell us our efforts would be slow and deliberate. Be patient.
Patient? Puh! The whole point of being a general conflicts with being patient.
And yet we agreed for all our races, Titan, Goblin, Clockwork, and Man alike, that her plan is the best way to lift Kuttner up from the depths of despair Stygia left it in.
You know what would lift the Titans from despair? Something we can hit. Repeatedly.
That is why you are my sister, Atla. Even though we are not at all alike, our temperaments complement each other. Now, let's head back to the city.
Oh, I do wish Hastra could join us. She would have enjoyed the sport.
She is attending the disassembly ceremony for Festus with Medeas. It was vital for her to be there as a symbol of our 4 races unifying.
If it was not for Festus, I would have never realized my destiny and overthrown the hated Stygia. I also would not have met the woman who I consider to be my sister, Medeas. And it was through knowing Medeas that I came to realize that it is the 4 races working that will build a civilization that will endure long after all of us are gone. I am honored to join my sister and other clockwork of Kuttner near and dear to Festus in carrying his limbs, his gears, and his components to the reliquary, where they will be used to build and rebuild the bodies for future clockworks for ages to come. And I hope this gesture marks the first of what will be countless times for man and clockwork to stand side by side as equals united, rather than divided by their differences.
Just follow me, Hastra.
Of course, sister.
This will be the first time a fleshwork will be allowed inside the reliquary. You'll be the first one to walk out of it alive.
Let us hope I will be the first of many.
There's still grumbling from factions within my tribe, but we should not congregate with you, nor the goblin or the titan.
Which is why it is important your tribesmen see you and me, and Dimitra, and Atla, working and playing side by side, treating each other as blood. If they see their ruling council doing this, they cannot balk when we ask them to do the same.
That is why you are leader, sister.
I do hope that we can move toward a place where every being in the realm, whether clockwork, goblin, titan, or human, will have a say in Kuttner's future and not just trust in a representative to do what is best for them. But right now, they need an example.
I am confident that we will come to that place.
With your knowledge, Demetra's wisdom, and Atla's strength, I have no doubt of it.
The Quixote preyed upon all four of the races in the times before history was written down, but instead was spoken of from person to person. Some scholars have wondered if the Quixote were responsible for holding the races back, interfering with their development.
Yes?
It was said that Yoden led the Quixote in an attempt to wipe out one, or two, or all four of the races. Legions of these demons descended upon what would become Kuttner. Claws extended, mouths full of rows upon rows of needle-sharp teeth open, looking to feast on the flesh of human or goblin or titan.
But not clockwork.
The clockworks are metal, madam, not flesh. The Quixote could tear at them, but not use them for nourishment.
Old man, I have heard all these tales before. I know all about what we know of pre-Kuttner history. I'm aware that this Yoden, this Quixote, was the most powerful of his kind, a monster to monsters, the reason all four tribes fear the darkness. I also know that this Yoden was imprisoned by representatives of the tribes utilizing the Lucent of Days for the first time, and who founded Kuttner to protect themselves from his return.
You are well versed in this lore, Your Highness.
I also know what you do not, Keeper. I know that the name of Yoden has been devalued. He has become a bedtime story mothers tell children to scare them into being good and learning their lessons well. I have felt the sting of the Lucent firsthand, and I know of the desire to touch the sun once you've been cast down to the ground, and what I would do to touch that sun again. And I suspect that if I had this Yoden by my side, I will touch it once more.
And how, Your Majesty, do you propose to do so when your enemies have the Lucent, and they have proven to you that they know how to wield it?
Hastra, who styles herself as Queen of the Humans, has split the Lucent into four pieces to represent the four seasons. She gave the other three to representatives of the other three races. Together, the Lucent is all-powerful, but split into quarters. We can obtain these pieces much more easily and unite them again in time to wipe these fools off the face of creation.
Very interesting plan, Your Highness. But I still cannot take you to see Yoden, even if I admit to the probability of your success. Especially if Yoden adds his powers to your own.
I am tiring of your reticence, old man. I killed your guards without a thought in my quest to find and free the trickster Yoden, and yet you insist you cannot take me to him.
That is true. I cannot take you to him.
Why do you keep saying that? Unless... you cannot take me to see Yoden because he is nowhere you can take me. Because you are Yoden.
The one and the same, Your Highness. I bow to your cunning.
How did you escape?
I am Quixote. I am the trickster every civilization needs to gain dominance and move forward. It was a simple matter to use my abilities to dissuade the true keeper from keeping me in that distastefully small cell. He yearned to be free of his obligation, believe it or not, to wander the world and the stars and beyond to make the most of his diminishing lifespan. So, I simply freed him of his life and took his place. That way, I could gain some authority and plan my next move. And the Keeper... the Keeper gained an escape from his fleshly prison.
And yet you stayed here, deceitful one. Why have you not tried to gain dominion over this realm anew?
Because I knew that I had been defeated once before by a uniting of the four races. I knew there would come a time when someone who challenged the four, who almost succeeded, would come in search of me. And if that someone could add her skills to mine...
then you and I would be unbeatable.
Exactly. So let us join forces, O evil Empress, and you can have your kingdom back before long.
Good. But I know what I wish to get from this alliance.
If an alliance is what I will agree to.
I must ask, what do you want in this joining of forces?
How much do you know of the Quixote?
As much as the books of lore teach me.
You were told I was the last of my kind, yes?
Yes.
What if I told you I was only the last of my kind in this realm?
There are others?
Sealed behind a dimension breach.
A what?
A sort of passageway between your realm and ours. And if you aid me in getting my fellows free, you have an ally.
You've been listening to Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, Part 1, a VHS Box Theater production written by Thomas DJ, inspired by the 1990 movie Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, directed by Joe Finley. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadakaganagon Theater Works. Nicole Tomte was Stygia. David Ellis was Keeper Guardian. Casey Boudinot was Atla. Sarah Palmero was Demetra. Vanessa Van Zer was Hastra. Tori Wright was Medeas. And Tim Price was Yoden. For more information on this and other upcoming projects, please visit us at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.